have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We are also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more backwards thinking. Time for thinking ahead. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. My biblical question for this week. The biblical question is a doozy. Do you believe in the Bible or in Jesus? Do you believe in the Bible or in Jesus? Which one? Or both? Do you believe? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And you can podcast the show if you got to run around anywhere in the world. We are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. And if you're black, they mama. They mama. And their mama if you're white. And for the flat earthers, even though Hake has proven the earth is round, Hake of the Hake Report, the expert here on the show. For the flat earth, if you want to still believe the earth is flat, go ahead and believe it, okay? The earth is flat, okay. You can podcast the show, but you can listen anywhere in the world on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line. Well, not iPad, but phone. You can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Let me see the, where Hate should prove that the earth will round. See, look. There goes his shirt. It shows you that the earth is round. How much proof you need?
Obvious globe.
See there? Obvious globe.
TheHateReport.com.
And check out TheHateReport.com. You can get that shirt and be reminded that the earth is not flat, but it's round. Go to TheHateReport.com/what? Store, buy your stuff.
There's a shop on the HakeReport.com.
Oh, okay. Amazing. It is Open Line Friday today. Open Line Friday. I think what I'm going to do is put Black Friday on a Tuesday or something, Wednesday, maybe Wednesday, one of those, maybe the first 2 hours on Wednesday or something, because I love the idea that Fridays are Open Line Friday. But for now, Fridays are Open Line Friday / Black Friday. That was then. This is the good old days. And this is now. I love the blacks.
You do make disparaging remarks towards black people.
Be black.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I want to ask.
Well, and the things that you do, I just like I say, I want to hate you, but something won't let me.
Hey.
What's
wrong with the blacks? Amazing, a spiritual battle. That's what's wrong. I was a guest on another show yesterday evening, and it's going to be, I'll let you know when it's going to be aired. And it was like one of those, a Christian show, talking about the word, religion, Christianity, and those type of things. Very interesting. And I ask the host of the show, nice guy, what's wrong with the blacks? And he said to me, as I often hear, what do you mean the black? Aren't you black? What do you mean the black? Aren't you black? And I realized later, and I've thought about this before, it's not the first time. I think, not all, but I think most black believe that every black is every black. Every black person is all black people. It's like they are so identified as one, they can't find their way out of a paper bag. You are not black people. You are not every black. You are not every black. And it's not all in you. Cut that out. Stop identifying with your color, because now you think that you're every black. And when blacks are going through mess that they create, you feel like it's happening to you. And it's not. All right? Cut it out. It's okay. And happy Men's History Month, by the way. August is Men's History Month. We got to get a Men's History moment for you. But, it's okay to be an individual. You came in this world alone, you're going out alone. It's okay I give you permission to be an individual and stop being such a groupie. What's wrong with you? Why can't you stand alone? Why can't you travel this journey alone? You're not every black. What? No. Amazing. Last night, we had the women's forum. We had the women's forum last night. Oh, my God. It was bring it home, shake it up, and move it about. It was deep. And I want to really, really encourage the ladies, those that were there and those who were not there, because there are women who live out of the country, they live out of the state, and they just can't make those meetings. Stay with the ladies. Travel this journey alone. Really, stay with it. Stay with it. One other thing, this is not about the meeting last night, but I was reflecting, because I do a lot of counseling Monday through, during the weekdays, and family and individual counseling from around the world by phone, Skype, or walk-in. phone, Skype, or walk-in. And I realized that everyone I speak to, well, nearly everyone, they feel guilty. They have guilt. And I realized all these people have guilt. Guilt is nonsense. It's a waste of time to have guilt. Why you have guilt? Think about it. It's just another ego thrill. And then you feel guilty about, oh, I had sex at a wedlock. I didn't really want to do it. I feel so guilty. God, forgive me. Talking to a God outside of you. Forgive me. I feel so guilty. I should have done it. It's just another thrill. Guilt is just another thrill. It's enough to see that you've done it and have no opinion about it. Then you will overcome it. Why you got to feel guilty? All the sinners feel guilty. Guilty sinners. It's crazy. Why you got to come up with some kind of thrill, right? A guilt feeling is just a thrill. That's all it is. And then in your thrill moment, you lie and say, I'm not going to do that again. I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. And then when the guilt thrill is gone, you end up doing it again. What's the purpose of it? Think about that. And then your preachers and everybody teach you to feel guilty. And now you walk around looking silly, feeling guilty. It's just another thrill. You love the thrill of feeling guilty. Human beings love thrills in that fallen state. Why can't you just see and not feel anything about it? Think about that. How will you overcome if you don't stay away from the thrills? Because when you enter your thrills, you're loving the thrills. And you'll create more thrills. You lie and say you're not going to do it, but you do it because you love that thrill. You go from thrill to thrill. Good thrills that you call and feel good. Oh, I feel so good. I'm so free. A thrill. Then you fall down. Oh, I feel so bad. I'm in misery. Another thrill. Why can't you just be free of all thrills and just enjoy your life without the thrills? So I encourage you, let the thrills be gone. I rebuke the thrills all in the name. You don't need thrills, folks. Start walking up and down the earth looking for a thrill. That's why you fall in love, because you love the thrill of falling in love. And you're falling into a thrill. You're not falling into love. That's why when you finally get together, now you're falling out of love into hate. And then you fight hard to get the thrill back of feeling good. And you call that love. What's wrong with you? It's time to wake up. All right? You can wake up. You can have paradise right here on earth. You do not, as a matter of fact, you don't want to drop your body in your condition. Amazing. I want to know, then I get to your calls here. What do y'all think about this situation? When my producer, we were going over this morning, I don't understand it. I do understand. I'm saying I don't understand it. But I do understand it, but I want to know, what do y'all think about this? From the New York Post, a former U.S. Space Force sergeant who fired multiple rounds at two suspected carjackers outside of his home, killing a 14-year-old, has been sentenced to 54 years in prison. 54 years. Listen up. 54 years because he's been accused of shooting a suspect or suspects who, outside of his home, who were trying to carjack his car. Watch this from CBS News.
Yeah, it was July 6th of 2023 when Xavier Kirk was gunned down by the convicted suspect in this case, Orest Scher. Now, today, a little over 2 years since that entire shooting took place, Orest Scher actually found out what his fate would be when it comes to his sentencing. Now, Xavier Kirk, just a teenager, just about to start high school, was killed in July of 2023 after he was shot and killed by Orest Scher. Now, before the judge, the prosecution, the friends and loved ones of Xavier admitted he had made a mistake that night when he and his friend attempted to drive a car that was not theirs. However, they were confronted by Orest Scher, who chased them down and started shooting at them, wounding Xavier's friend with a gunshot wound to the back and ultimately killing Xavier. Neither of the boys were armed, and the investigation found at least 11 shots were fired even as the boys were running away.
How would that a mistake to try to carjack somebody? A mistake when you stump your toe. Attempted carjacking is not a mistake. That's a thought-out plan. What, this man got 54 years for that. White people, y'all are under attack. I guarantee you, had it been the other way around, the shooter would not have gotten 54 years any time at all. Here's where the prosecution read a statement from the 13-year-old boy who survived.
Today, the prosecution read a statement written by the other boy who was shot that night but did survive.
An adult chose to use deadly force against two unarmed teenagers. That is not justice. That is not safety. That is not accountability. I survived, but I am not the same. My friend didn't survive at all. And no matter what we did that night, I didn't deserve to be shot, and Xavier did not deserve to die.
Just a matter of minutes ago, this was the sentence that was handed down. On count one, which was murder, it was 36 years behind bars plus 5 years parole. As for count two, which was attempted murder of the other teen boy from the statement you just read, that sentence was 18 years and 5 years of parole. That will be served consecutively.
Amazing. And the boy wrote a statement, according to a report, allegedly, I didn't deserve that. What do you deserve, an applause? If it's true that you're trying to steal somebody's car, what do you want them to applaud you? Oh, yeah, I'm proud of you. They didn't mention the color, but I'm told the boys were black, of course. What do you want, an applause? You trying to steal somebody's car? If it's true, this white man got 54 years in prison for protecting his property, according to the story. And what else? You got a liberal female judge. I don't know if she's liberal, but she's white female. She's liberal. Female judge. You got a, let's just say female. I don't know if she's liberal or conservative. But a female judge. Now do you understand women were not created for a leadership position? They're too emotional. And especially when it comes to black people. The white liberals love to save the black people. They mama the black people till the cows come home. Oh, baby, you were enslaved. Oh, poor black. You're acting this way because you were enslaved. Your people suffer. It's okay. You can carjack. You can rob. You can steal. You can kill. You don't have to be responsible for yourself. We will give you affirmative action, DEI. You poor black. Come and marry a white woman. Mama will take care of you. White people, stop trying to save the blacks. It's an ego trip that you're on. You don't want these white women up in your courts. If you're white and you've been accused of a crime with blacks involved, white person, you're going to jail. You can bank on it. But if it's the other way around, black people, you're not going to jail with a white woman in court as a judge, or the black woman or any other woman, unless it's a real strong conservative woman. What a mess this is. Hell on earth coming through human beings. Hell is inside of human. The nature of humans is evil. Hell is hell. I can't believe this guy got 54 years in prison. Allegedly protected his property from carjackers. This is why blacks are going, and not all, but most are going out of control, because they're not controlled by the laws of the heart, and now they're not controlled by the laws of the land. Amazing, huh? I'm told that you're not supposed to defend property with deadly force. Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? Who made that rule? My producer was telling me this morning that when he got his gun permit down there in Memphis, Tennessee, they told him that you're not supposed to protect your property with deadly force. What's the purpose to have a gun there? Just have it locked up in the house and then put the key way over the next room? And then when someone come in, hey, I have a gun in the lock and wait. What? I'm being told in my ear here that you can defend yourself physically, but you can't defend your property. And that makes sense, right? Who made that rule? The great white hope. The man that they call daddy. The man that they call king. The man they call king has won again. You can't keep the king down. What manner of man is this? The world obeys him. Talking about being in control of your own world, Donald Trump, the great white hope, is a perfect example of that. And remember, they call him king. He didn't call himself king. They call him the great white hope. He didn't call himself that. And they call him daddy. He didn't call himself daddy. So when history is written, don't say he called himself king or he called himself daddy. Can't you see the history book and then the people lying like they do with Jesus? There are Christians who think that Jesus is God and Jesus never called himself God. He never called them. The people call them that. And you can't make the Christians see that he didn't call himself God. He called himself the Son of the Father. And somehow or another, in their mind, they have made the Son be the Father. I'm like, what the? They call him Daddy. Donald Trump. And remember that stupid liberal black female DEA? She looked stupid, that ODA. She looked stupid. I mean, not DEA, but Attorney General. That black one, she sat in the courthouse on the front row for the most part, looking stupid, thinking she getting away with something, trying to hurt Donald Trump. And then she thought she was going to go over to his golden building and auction it off. What a wicked heart, huh? Now she looking even more sillier. The appeal courts threw out massive financial penalties against Donald Trump. NPR is reporting a New Yorker appeal court on Thursday threw out the massive financial penalty a state judge imposed on President Donald Trump. In case you don't remember, last year the judge ordered him to pay $355 million in penalties with interest. Soon the sum has topped $515 million. Talk about trying to keep a good man down, huh? Watch this from ABC 7.
David and Sandra, it was big news last year when a judge here in New York found President Trump has engaged in fraud by inflating his financial statements. He had been ordered to pay, with interest, more than $500 million. But this morning, an appeals court threw out the penalty, calling it excessive. As part of that decision, two of the judges wrote the half-billion-dollar penalty violated the Eighth Amendment, which prohibits the government from imposing cruel and unusual punishments like excessive bails or fines. New York Attorney General Letitia James, who brought the suit, argued Mr. Trump took part in, quote, lying, cheating, and staggering fraud. Now, it's important to note the appellate division upheld the ruling but tossed out the monetary penalty. Also important to point out, earlier this month, the Trump's Justice Department subpoenaed James for records related to this case. It's part of an investigation into whether she violated the president's civil rights.
What manner of man is this? They tried to put him in prison. They tried to take his property. They even tried to kill him. Someone did, at least. But he's still fighting, fighting, fight! Amazing, huh? What manner of man is this? The world obeys him. And they call him king. The interesting thing is, sons and daughters of God, those who return to the Father, have the same authority inside of them, the same power to overcome the world. And the world will hate you, and the world will try to destroy you, meaning people, evil people, your own blood family, your own children, adult children, husband, wife, whatever, friends, workers, they will try to hurt you because they're evil. But if you are returning to the Father, you are in control of your own world, and they won't understand that. They won't even know it. And then when they can't beat you, they start singing and screaming and holding rallies and singing and carrying on. Emotionally, why not return to the Father? All who are born of the woman. Do you hear me say all who are born of the woman must be born again? You must be born of the Father. Men and women. 888. Congratulations, Donald Trump. The great white hope. 888-77 just when I come back. Your phone calls and super chats. Back in a moment. You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father. And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it. and you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, He will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before Him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality. Baby made the point about that first story of this man getting 54 years for allegedly trying to protect his property from carjackers. That usually people are willing to take your property are very careless with your life. That is so true. There was a story recently here in California, out in the valley there, where this man and the wife were home. And someone tried to take their property, they end up killing the people. The people that own the home. Anyway, welcome back. 888-775-3773. Couple announcement. Busy Friday. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. right after my show. You do not want to miss the Hake Report, all right? The guy with the good hair. One white man who is not afraid. And after the Hake Report, a brand new episode on Fridays, brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. I had a very interesting discussion with Father Calvin Robinson. And he is an Anglican priest, TV and radio host, and conservative commentator. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
I love my country. I love Great Britain. It used to be the greatest empire in the world. The England that I grew up in is not the England that I recognize now.
When Donald Trump is gone, we will become like the UK and other countries. There's nothing to stop it.
Mass deportation is part of it. Why do we have so many white liberal women voting in policies that undermine our democracy?
Yeah.
It's not sexist, it's not misogynistic, because the most important unit within a nation is the family.
It's weird, not weird, different seeing that black people living in the UK. That doesn't fit. If it don't fit, I'll quit. It doesn't fit to hear black people talking about the UK. But okay. So that's today at 11 a.m. And you can become a member. You support the Fallen State by going to thefallenstate.tv. You can be a member or whatever. And or jesseleepeterson.locals.com, all right? And at 11 a.m. and then at 12, at the end of the FallenState.tv, the American Anchor Baby, giving back to America. It can't get any better than that. Energy, and today, you're flying today? He's flying today. Not on fentanyl, but he's a pilot, a Google-trained pilot. And he has energy to give away. You don't want to miss this flight at 12 noon today, or right after the Fallen State, around 12 or so. The American Anchor Baby. Today. And then Sunday morning fellowship for all. We have amazing fellowship. Doors open at 10:30. Meeting starts at 11 a.m. And you can, if you're not in the L.A. area or in L.A., you know, you can watch it live by going to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. Amazing, huh? Some of you, speaking of carjacking, some of you may remember it. I'm being reminded of it. Several years ago in Washington, D.C., two teenager black girls killed an Uber driver trying to carjack him. That's according to Wikipedia. And according to a report, they were ages 13 and 15. And you're not supposed to protect your property? What the? If you don't protect it, who will? The great white hope been bringing crime down in D.C. like 90 going. No! They need them in Chicago and Los Angeles, all over the place. That's that report right there from D.C.?
Yeah, from those girls.
Those two black girls accused of killing this Uber driver trying to take the car.
Yes.
There it is. Ooh. Let me go to Johnny, a first-time caller out of Oregon. Johnny, you are on the air.
Hey, thanks. Good morning, Uncle Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Johnny.
Excellent. It's a beautiful day so far up here in Grants Pass, Oregon. I know you know the place.
Absolutely. Amazing.
Amazing. Us whites are under attack. What is wrong with the whites?
Why is it that they won't speak up about it or say anything or do anything? I already know why, but why do you think that is?
Wow, I would like to know what you think. If I'm going to take my best guess right now, I think we're afraid.
Of what?
I think we're afraid probably of, just words. There's absolutely no excuse for it. We're afraid of words. We're afraid of being called racist. We're afraid to lose our job because DEI, fear. What do you think?
And what are they expecting to happen if they stay in fear?
Yep, you're up.
That was a question.
Yeah, I don't think they... What's the question? What do they expect?
If they stay in fear, what's the outcome?
Yeah, I don't think I don't think we're thinking that far ahead.
Oh. Are you afraid of the blacks? Are you afraid to speak up concerning the blacks?
I wish I could say no, but yeah, I'm a little afraid.
Really?
Yeah.
And so when it's time to speak up concerning the blacks or disagree or just have a conversation, you're sure thinking and feeling inside, you feel fear?
Well, I have to be honest and say, yeah, sure, I feel a little bit of fear, but that's where staying present, overcoming those thoughts, and doing the right thing in the moment has to take over.
So if you know that, why do you go with fear then?
Yeah.
That was a question.
I won't go with fear.
No, I'm asking you, why do you, if you know the answer based on what you just said, why do you go with fear?
I don't know.
So you don't believe the solution to what you said?
No, I do believe that.
So why do you go with fear?
Why do I go with it? Maybe I haven't overcome it yet.
Why not? You can drop fear just like that.
Yeah, okay.
Especially since you say you know the answer to it.
Yeah.
But why not drop it? Why haven't you dropped it?
I don't know. It's a process. I'm dropping it. Maybe it's not 100%. I guess I see it as like percentages, like, oh, I'm not 100% afraid. Maybe I'm 5% afraid or 10%. You know, I'm like doing my best.
How do you measure fear?
By the times I let it take over and the times I don't.
What?
You know, if I'm afraid one time out of 10, that'd be 10% of the time.
So when you're dealing with the black, you're afraid one time out of 10?
Well, to be honest, I really don't deal with the blacks. You know, that's not really a black area.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Man. Right on. Well, thanks for your call, man. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Amazing. You got to let the fear go, folks. Let me go to first-time caller Azariah out of Missouri. Azariah,
hey, Jesse.
You are on the air.
Holy cow, this is awesome. Hey, Jesse. But yeah, I'm Azariah. I'm a young black man.
You I black? Love listening.
It's crazy hearing you say that to me. Yeah, I am.
Why you sound so white?
Well,
you up in Missouri. Where are you?
I'm in Missouri, sir.
So you up there with all those white people.
Oh, Jesse, man. Oh, man, bro.
Why? Do you have you part black and part white or something?
So check this out. I'm black, but I'm adopted. That's where my question comes from, actually.
And then, are you adopted by white people?
Yes, sir.
Oh, no wonder you sound so white.
Hey, yeah, the best of both worlds. Yeah.
You don't sound black. You date white girls?
Yeah, Jesse. Yeah, I do.
Have you ever dated a black girl?
I did. I was a little bit younger. She was a handful. Jesse.
I bet, because you white.
But
anyway,
you know,
go ahead.
So the question is, me being adopted, I don't know my real parents. You know, I don't know my birth parents. I guess my mother had heroin in her system whenever she had me. So immediately, you know, I was put into adoption, never met them, don't know them, don't know their names. How would somebody forgive their mother and father if they don't know them?
That's a good question. My mother,
thank you. Yeah.
So I want to know first. How old are you now?
I'm 26.
What is it like growing up not knowing your real parent? What was that like for you?
That's deep. So whenever I was young, it was kind of like you know, I had questions of self. I didn't know who I was, you know, black skin and white family. You know, I started investigating the stereotypes. You know, I started trying to be this, trying to be that. And I really wasn't myself. I never was, like, happy with myself because I was like, you know, the black kids, they didn't accept me. You know, the white kids, they didn't accept me. So I didn't really get accepted until I started, you know, doing kickboxing and kind of, you know, getting that confidence to be myself. So fast forward to now, you know, I dealt with addiction and everything, too. You know, I have a few years clean now. And I went to Florida to deal with my addiction. I ended up working in a rehab and really starting to give back. And I think I know that last guy, Johnny, he was talking about fear. I officially let go of all my fear while I was in Florida because, you know, I'm changing my life, you know, really just stepping into who I was, getting the confidence to be who I am, clean. So,
but when you were growing up, and how old were you when you were adopted by a family?
I was younger than one. I was about 1 year old.
Really? And at what age did you realize that your parents were white and you were black?
Basically immediately. Well, maybe like not as a baby because I was a little baby, but, right. You know, whenever I was walking around or...
And so
it was apparent.
What would go through your mind when you like walking around the house or you're at the dinner table and you see that you have these white parents and you're not white? What would you think as a kid about that?
As a kid, I didn't really think much of it because, you know, I didn't have all the society's, you know, what is the word? All the thoughts on race. I didn't have any thoughts on race.
You know, really? As a kid, it was just normal to see that your parents didn't look like you. They were all white and you black. Are you light-skinned black or are you dark black?
I'm like a caramel or something. I'm not light-skinned, but I'm also not dark-skinned, you know.
Okay.
I feel like I'm perfect in the middle.
And so as a kid, that didn't bother you at all? It seemed normal.
No, it didn't bother me. Growing up, I recently found out some of the, you know, my grandparents are also white, obviously. And we all live on a farm. Right now, living on the farm, you know, really close-knit family. They were telling me some stories. We were talking about some of the neighbors. They were racist. I know you don't believe in racism. They were prejudiced. Whenever I was young, they would treat me differently. They'd watch me closer. And so my grandparents were telling me some stories about that. And so I thought that was interesting.
Why did they tell you that?
We were talking about, my grandma was asking me if I date white girls or something. And because my big brother's also adopted and he's mixed and all he dates is white girls. And he's about to have a baby.
He adopted into the family you were in?
Yes, sir.
Y'all have the same real parents or different parents?
Different biological parents.
And what his race?
He's mixed. He's more mixed. Oh.
And so why did your white grandparent have to tell you about that?
Because we were kind of just, I was reminiscing. I was like thinking about, because I have a few memories of the neighbors. Like, because not all of them are racist, but I had some like good times, you know, going to the neighbor's house in the country with my grandpa. And so we were kind of just sitting there at the dinner table reminiscing. Because, you know, I haven't seen my grandparents in years since I've been in Florida.
Your white grandparents, myself. Right?
Right. Okay. Yeah. So we were kind of just sitting there chatting, chopping it up and just talking about, you know, life for and now.
And they told you, when there's a white people in your neighborhood on the ranch area there who didn't like you because you were black.
Yeah, because I was just, I was reminiscing about, you know, being young, being at their house, nice. Big country houses, and you know, they were like, and I didn't realize that, you know, sometimes I was being treated differently, even though I have.
You didn't even know it, right?
I didn't even know it.
And then they tell you something like that, and that they plant that into your mind, and now you think it's real.
Oh man!
Did your grandmother tell you that? Grandfather, both.
Both. They just said that, you know, they were really nasty to me. Like, not my grandparents, but the people were nasty to me. And the few times they had to stand up for me. That's another thing. I really respect, you know, I respect all races, Jesse. I love everybody. I really do. You know, white people, black people, everybody. It's the people that aren't, you know, the people that are evil, like you say, you know, the evil people that I have nothing to do with. I have no respect for. Well, I don't know. I don't care what color they are. I don't.
And one last thing because of time. So, like,
yes, sir.
As a little kid, it didn't matter to you that your parents were white. At some point, did it start to get to you a little bit? You questioned
No, I never, you know, resented anything. I never questioned it. I never regretted anything. I appreciate everything they've done for me. I really do.
And were you trying to fit into the black world?
I did at first. I really did at first.
What age and why?
I would say high school level. High school, you know.
Were there black kids at your school?
Yes, and mostly like outside of school. I got in with a really bad group, and that's when my addiction started. But whenever I started seeing, you know, it's weak. It's really weakness, you know. It doesn't matter what, like, race.
Yeah.
You know, there's so much weakness and all that clicking up and having, like, a gang or whatever.
Why were you trying to fit in with the blacks?
Honestly, I feel like it was just like I didn't know my purpose. I didn't know myself. You know, I just saw my skin color, and I kind of got lost in that trap that so many young black men do, I feel like. But I thankfully made it out
And so let me ask, at what age did they tell you about your real parents?
They told me pretty young. They told me, you know, there's no information about my real parents. You know, they didn't put their names down. There's nothing on the adoption papers. So I kind of immediately, I don't want to find them. I don't want to reconnect with them or anything.
You do not?
No, I don't. No,
so
I don't.
So growing up, was there something in you that did, that wanted to know them and find out who they were?
Yes. Yeah. But then as I got even older, you know, I was like, okay, you know, my mother had heroin in her system when I was born. So obviously she didn't care much for the, you know, like there's so many possibilities, and I just don't want to go down that rabbit hole of thought or anything.
Yeah, that's good. You shouldn't either. Do you call your white parent daddy and mama?
Oh yeah, that's my mom and dad for sure.
Really?
They show me the love. I wouldn't be who I am today without them. You know.
Right on, man.
That probably contributes to my love for white people and all people. But, yeah, all people.
And do you like black food or white food?
I like both. I don't like Haitian food. When I was in Florida, the Haitians, they were kind of, I don't know, Jesse. The Haitians are kind of, I don't know. That's all I can say.
And who gave you your name?
My mother and father.
How do you pronounce your name?
It's Azariah.
Azariah?
Yeah, you know the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego?
Yeah.
Abednego was Azariah. Well, you know this.
Yeah. So you're Abednego.
Abednego, yeah.
And so did you have another name before that?
Nope. Didn't even get that far with my other, with my biologicals.
So how are you doing now?
I'm doing great, Jesse. I'm on my way to work right now. I feel great to be back in Missouri from Florida with my family. I just signed a lease on a place yesterday, and everything's going good. I just need to get into a church men's group or something, because I do deal with lust. I'll be honest with you. I'm honest with myself, and I'm honest with God about that. But
and so your question for me is what?
My question was, how do you forgive your parents if you don't know your parents?
Well, if you're not, like, inwardly resenting them because they put you up for adoption, there's nothing to forgive. But if you were, like, resenting them and the devil have you thinking they didn't love you, you know, they don't love you, they put you up for adoption, they don't care, then you have to forgive them because they couldn't help. Your mother being on drug, I guarantee you, she had the same problem you have with her mother, her father. She had anger, right? And your father, the same thing. So you just realize they couldn't help themselves. But if you're not holding anything against them, you're fine.
That's awesome, Jesse. Thank you, Jesse.
And do you hold anything against your adoptive parents?
No, I don't hold anything against them. Like, what? You mean my biological parents or the ones I have now?
The one you have now.
No, I don't hold anything from them. I really do love them with my heart.
Well, you find it. If you understand and you're not resenting your real parents for putting you up for adoption, and you're not holding anything, are you doing the silent prayer?
No, I should. I should do that then. I remember you telling somebody else about that.
Why don't you do it? Why are you not doing it?
I guess I let it slip my mind.
I want to encourage you to start doing it because it sounds like you're on the track and you don't want to fall into resentment. And then the lust and stuff you have, as you mentioned it, don't call that you. You need to hit the button so we can go on a break, or how's that?
All right.
Hold on 1 minute. Can you hold?
Yeah, I'm almost at work, but yeah, I have.
Oh, let me just say, do the silent prayer and just watch those thoughts. Don't call that a temptation you. You'll be fine.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right.
Hey, is this episode going to be on YouTube?
I don't know. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
okay.
It'll be on YouTube.
Sweet. Right. Thank you so much, Jesse.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Back in a moment.
And they are helpful. Go to rebuildingdemand.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. It is ridiculous. It's out of control. But don't worry, because there's still men in the world. And so anyway, this is the end of hour one already of Get It Off Your Chest Friday, as well as Black Friday. It is Friday, August 22nd, AD 2025. Great Women's Forum last night, I heard. I heard JLP mention that. Shout out to the ladies who joined the Women's Forum. Today is Men's History Month, guys and gals. Shout out. Guys includes gals, by the way. You can call in. There is one line open, I do believe. 888-77-JESSE, 1-888-775-3773. And we will get to your calls, your super chats, and more great stories, great and terrible stories, that is. Okay, so nice. Check it out. Thank you, guys. And Comedy Nonsense Network, CNN, reports that a federal so-called judge has ruled no additional detainees should be housed at the remote, so-called remote, migrant detention camp recently erected in the Florida Everglades, known as Alligator or Alcatraz. Judge Kathleen Williams, sounds like a woman, issued the preliminary injunction after a federal lawsuit was filed by an environmentalist group, or a few, multiple ones anyway, and a so-called Native American tribe, meaning American Indian tribe, concerned about the impact that the facility nicknamed Alligator Alcatraz will have on the environmentally sensitive area. Williams, this Kathleen, so-called judge's order, also requires the removal of all lighting, fencing, generators, gas, sewage, and other waste and waste receptacles that were installed to support the project within 60 days. What a mess, huh? These evil so-called judges and evil groups against America. Lawmakers who've toured the detention center said it's filled with hundreds of so-called migrants, illegals, presumably, right? Confined in cages, they call them. Where else is it supposed to, what, you want them free roaming? Detainees interviewed by Comedy Nonsense Network said that in addition to the loss of their so-called freedom, they're fed meager meals and are constantly dealing with sweltering heat, sewer backups, and mosquitoes. What a mess, huh? Terrible. Anyway, meanwhile in D.C., the U.S. troops may soon be deployed to a city near you. Very nice. While making an appearance at a U.S. Park Police facility yesterday, Thursday, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, announced plans to expand his law enforcement and National Guard crackdown to other jurisdictions. In a post to Truth Social early Friday, Trump praised law enforcement and the National Guard's actions. Washington, D.C. is, all caps, safe again! Exclamation mark. The crowds are coming back, spirit is high, and our D.C. National Guard and police are doing a fantastic job, unquote. Despite his claims, economic activity is suffering in D.C., according to Commie Nonsense. Fewer people eating at area restaurants and foot traffic has plummeted more than 80% in retail store categories compared to data from a year ago. And is that because of the law enforcement or is it because of other issues? The president's crackdown involves clearing homeless encampments, which is a good thing, right? I think. It remains unclear where officials are sending those people once their tents are dismantled. And gerrymandering, a liberal communist buzzword. California Democrats just passed a trio of redistricting bills. You may have heard about that. On Thursday, in response to the Republicans in Texas approving a new congressional maps that could eliminate five Democrat House seats ahead of the 2026 midterms. Taking together the passage of those California evil bills, we'll ask voters at the Golden State to replace the California's congressional maps, current ones, with new ones aimed at netting Democrats five U.S. House seats. Texas maps will take effect once they're signed into law, and the proposed California maps could still be rejected. I'm teasing.
Somewhere in the world today,
man to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. That was a bad outing, folks. What the? In the first hour there at the end, it was terrible. You can get involved by calling 888-773-7733, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy. Do you believe in the Bible or in Jesus? Do you believe in the Bible or in Jesus? Do you believe in life after love? I can feel something inside myself. I really don't think it's good enough. No. Do you believe in the Bible or in Jesus? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And you can listen to the show on your phone. If you got to move about and you just can't sit and watch it, you can podcast, of course, but you can listen live no matter where you are and what you're doing, anywhere in the world, on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate, and we're going to get to your super chats, to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bund JLP Cash App. Bund JLP Cash App. It's Friday. It's open line Friday. Get it off your chest Friday. Express yourself Friday / Black Friday. That was it. This is good old days right there. And this is now. I love the blacks.
You do make disparaging remarks towards black people.
Be black.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I want to,
and the things that you do, I just, like I say, I want to hate you, but something won't let me.
Maze.
What?
What's wrong with the blacks? Maze. First you love me, then you hate me. That's a game for fool. Break up to make up. That's all we do. What a mess. Maze! It's a spiritual matter. It's not physical. It's not about racism. No such thing as racism. Sexism. Homophobiaism. Allahuabaism, white supremacism, antisemitism, Debbie Dadism. No isms. No ism. It's either right or wrong, good or evil, dark or light. There's no in between, no gray area. And it is Black Friday, and I want to say this to the blacks. Racism is a lie. I promise you, it's a lie. It's a made-up word that was invented by insecure black people so that they can brainwash you to keep you angry, to use you for money and so-called power. Really, it's just a made-up word. And they're not going to, these people who thirst and hungry after power and money, they're not going to let that word go. They will never drop it. As long as it worked for them. And this is, when I say them, I mean other black people, the so-called civil rights movement, the civil rights leader, civil rights movement. They would never, Martin Luther King, Jr., and all those people, they were never about black people. They never meant to help you. It was all about themselves. And you cannot control a person, man or woman, no matter what color wear, unless they're emotional. Make them feel good or make them feel bad, you got control over them. And these people are using that word. Now it's DEI and everything because they're not going to let go. They make money from that. They get perceived power from it. Look at that Jasmine Cricket woman. That's all she ever says. Everything racist. And she's supposed to be a congresswoman. It's still racism, right? It's a lie. For, I promise you the word racism is a lie. It's just a word, made up word, to keep the blacks angry. And this generation of blacks now, they have even, this is an if. I don't like doing ifs. But let's say racism did exist. It was way back then. What does it have to do with now? The white folks have given you everything you asked for. You wanted their schools. They said, all right, blacks, you can have our schools. You wanted to live in their communities. This is already black. You can have our community. You wanted to go to the white schools. You wanted to get into the school without earning it. All white black, y'all can come into our school, but you don't have to qualify. Just be black. You wanted to get on their jobs. This is all right, black people. You can come on and work for us with your nasty attitude. You late. And then you get mad when I say you late. Then you, okay, come on. And they even gave you the white woman. Remember when black men and black women like, the white man won't give up the white woman, no. Do y'all remember that? I remember those conversations well. They wanted the white woman. And they were like, well, the white men giving us everything we asked for, but they won't give us the white woman. And then the white man like, all right, Lord have mercy. Y'all can have the white woman too. And they still not satisfied. They ask for affirmative action. Okay, you can have anything else. They're not going to let that word go because they know whites are afraid of it and they know blacks are subject to the word and that blacks are going to believe it and overreact to it, and there's no proof of it at all. Zero proof that racism exists because it doesn't. It's a spiritual battle. Human beings are evil. They're going to treat you with evil. They have no love. Human beings who have overcome evil or overcoming and have overcome, they're going to treat you with love. They're not going to hate you. There's no gray area. There's nothing in between. And they're going to use that word until the cows come home or as long as you react to it. When you stop believing it, those black people that use that word, they're going to go out of business. They wouldn't know what to do with themselves. They're going to start singing. Someday we'll overcome. Really, that word is for personal gain. It has no meaning. Here's an example of how they're going to use that word until you say no to it, and it will fade away, and these people will be lost. Fox News is reporting. This female by the name of Joy Reid complained about Elvis Presley stealing music. It wasn't even her music. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, riding all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, and you ain't no friend of mine. Do-do-do-do-do-do. I keep walking down the road, y'all, walking all the time. No. Oh, don't be jealous. Hate like, oh, no. Oh, that about something else? Oh, you're not news desk?
I was asking if Elvis's version is better than Big Mama Thornton's.
Who was that?
The original hound dog singer.
A black woman?
Yeah.
She was black?
All rough. Yeah, she was black. Big Mama Thornton, I learned in Afro-American music history that Big Mama Thornton sang Hound Dog first, and then Elvis sang and made it nice.
I thought Big Mama Thornton was just a movie thing. I didn't know it was real. I thought they used her in the movie to make like pretend it was a black song.
And so I was asking, I was saying Elvis's version, Elvis Presley,
right,
was better than Big Mama Thornton's version.
Like,
it's
oh,
all
no,
rough and hard to listen to.
What?
Big Mama Thornton? Yeah, she's like, you ain't nothing but a hound dog. And it's like rough woman voice, black.
Angry.
Yeah, and then Elvis made it smooth and palatable and nice and better.
He white. Where's Elvis now?
Next, behind you.
There you go.
So I was saying his version is better than hers anyway.
Amazing.
And then I said, or no.
Oh, you asking me yes or no?
Yeah.
I kind of remember the Big Mama Thornton thing, but I thought for some reason I was thinking it was just a movie act. But I think you're right.
1926 to Willie Mae, Big Mama Thornton, 1926 to 1984, blues and R&B.
Oh, that was my time there.
Mine too.
And so here is proof that these blacks are never going to let that word go because it benefits them. And they don't care that blacks are suffering as a result of this word or reaction to this word. You can't blame the word, but their reaction to it. And they don't care that white people are suffering because they're being attacked by blacks. They don't care about the war. They want that confusion so they can use the word for personal gain. Joy Reid, this is Fox News. This female, she black, Joy Reid, complained about Elvis Presley stealing music in an episode of a podcast titled Watch This from Fox News.
But they can clean it up now because they got the Smithsonian. They can get rid of all the slavery stuff. They got PragerU. They can lie about the history to the children. They can't originally invent anything more than they ever were able to invent good music. We black folk gave y'all country music, hip-hop, R&B, jazz, rock and roll. They couldn't even invent that. But they have to call a white man the king because they couldn't make rock and roll. So they have to stamp the king on a man whose main song was stolen from an overweight black woman.
What a loser. Remember when she was on one of those TV shows, she was crying the same thing, racism. Now they got rid of her. Now she on some podcast crying racism. They never going to stop. What would she do if she couldn't use that anymore? What a loser. What a loser. So I know they're wrong for doing this. This is evil, but you're wrong for letting someone else control your life. As an adult, you're responsible for you. Men and women are responsible for themselves. Here's another example of using this word by losers. Black people, for personal gain. They have nothing to stand on. They have nothing else. If that word was to fade away, these people would be lost. I'm lost in love, and I don't know why. Thinking about you all the time, and I'm lost. I'm lost in love. Anchor Baby, you ever been lost in love?
How do I know that song? Even though I've never heard it.
Amazing. Here's another example. I'm telling you, folks, this is hell on earth. Human nature is evil. It has no love. There's not one human being that has who has not overcome anger, and you have love. You don't have no love. And you do whatever it takes to feed your ego. That's all these blacks are doing with this word. It's about themselves. They don't care the chaos it brings upon other blacks and upon white people and on America at all. Zero. And they fight hard to hold on to that word. CBS Texas. The Texas House passed a GOP-drawn redistricting map. After hours of emotional debate, with Democrats calling the map racist. How can a map be racist? And vowing to sue. Watch this from WFAA and CBS Texas.
This morning, the controversial plan to redraw the congressional map in Texas appears to be a done deal. Lawmakers in Texas voting along party lines with all 88 House Republicans backing the bill that could give Republicans five additional seats in Congress in next year's midterm elections. The new maps were drawn at the request of President Trump in an effort to keep Republicans in control of Congress next year. The president posting on social media overnight saying, quote, big win for the great state of Texas. Everything passed on our way to five more congressional seats and saving your rights. It comes more than 2 weeks after dozens of Democrats left the state to delay the vote. Democratic lawmakers were later assigned mandatory police escorts to make sure they wouldn't leave the state again.
Democrats, including Nicole Collier, who slept in the House chamber for two nights after refusing to be placed under the custody of DPS until this vote, say the new maps violate the Voting Rights Act and call the new maps racist.
Democrats say the new maps were drawn based on race, which is illegal. Racist. But Republicans say the move is purely political and therefore legal.
Amazing, huh? They have nothing else going for themselves. If you let that word disappear by not reacting to it, overreacting to it, or reacting at all, the blacks would go out of business. They would fade away because they don't have the talent, the know-how, the it to make it on their own. So they got to be angry, manipulate, and control to take the white folks' stuff away from them. That's all this is about. Racism is not real. It's a made-up word. Why can't you see they're never going to let that word go? They've been saying this for 70 years or so. Why can't you see that? And the black people, not all, but out committing crimes and carjacking and attacking white people and robbing and raping them and killing them because they believe this lie and they are manipulated by that with evil that it's the white man, it's slavery. How sad is that? And this stupid female sleeping in the chamber there looking stupid. After the vote, Democrat called the redistricting racist, while the Republican accused them of hypocrisy. Watch this from CBS Texas.
We spoke with both Republicans and Democrats after the vote.
They have racist implications, yes. It's racial gerrymandering, absolutely. You need to be able to trust the voters to elect the candidate that they want and keep them together in their same communities. It's very disappointing to see that this is the trajectory that we're going.
It's a victimization all day, every day. There's no account for values. And that's what's most important. The people of Texas have spoken in the last several cycles. Minority voters are trending Republican, and that is how this map is drawn. It's perfectly legal. Of course they're going to take us to court, but we will win.
My most sincere reaction is disappointment. Once again, Republicans continue to make power grabs on the backs of black and brown communities who have fought for one of the most important issues that we have as Texans, and that's our right to vote. We're going to still continue to fight. We're going to take this to the courts.
Thrilled. For the first time, Republicans have united. They've been courageous in bringing this to the fore. It was necessary. Democrats are only concerned about those things when they're not in charge. In California and Illinois and Massachusetts, they absolutely redistrict and gerrymander to their benefit.
Yeah, when they do it, it's not racist. But if someone else does it, it's racist. Why can't you just disagree without manipulating people with it? Because they want to stay in power. They're desperate to maintain that. The S is reporting the Texas House approved a GOP redistricting plan that created five new Republican leaning seats and removed Democratic seats, including, amazing news, so-called Representative Jasmine Crooked. And she always cried racism. That woman is a loser going and coming. But people, you got to take responsibility for your own life. I can't live your life for you. But you need to get over fear. And black people, you need to drop the anger. Forgive your mothers and grandmothers. Return to your fathers. Forgive them so you can see how you're being used. And they don't care that you're living in a crazy world, committing crimes and carrying on. They're not bothered by it. They want it, and then they can cry racism. And they get the money. You may get most of the time you don't get a dime of it. But it's for them. Why can't you see that? I know why. I'm asking the question, and I already know. What a mess, huh? It's a spiritual battle. It's a warfare between good and evil. And the so-called civil rights movement, who was civil wrong, was one of the worst things other than abortion that ever happened to the blacks. Because look at the young generation of blacks. They're as lost as the so-called civil rights leaders. Super chat.
Super chat.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, someone bought 16 coffees. Very generous. A whole lot of mess going on in the world.
Thank you.
And in Tony's thoughts.
That's for sure.
Jesse's impression of Tony. Jesse, I want my country back. Jesse, why is it you always give white folks the benefit of the doubt and blaming black people?
Why you always give black people, white people the benefit of the doubt? Why white people killing?
Jesse, hello, what a mess.
What a mess. Thank you.
Anthony on Cash App. That's Bond JLP on Cash App. Bass, Cricket, Woo Woo, Man Dummy, Evil, 45 for 500, Alex. Evil for 40 for 500, Alex. Meaning kind of like Jeopardy or whatever.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah. Amazing. Thank you.
I finally understood you, Anthony. He also says, in honor of the men who fought on D-Day.
Man, history month. Thank
nice.
You.
Cool.
I appreciate that.
T. Yeah. Smith for coffee. Thank you, T. Smith, as always.
Thank you, T. Smith.
Adler says, thanks, Jesse.
You're welcome, and thank you for helping us to do this. Thank you.
New trend, says Anthony. Men wearing mini skirts. A.D. YouTube.
It's interesting to me. Real interesting, I'm telling you, how easy it is to get men to be like women as opposed to men getting women to be like men. You want the woman to have a mindset of a man. You don't want her to mindset of a female, right? It's just interesting how women can convince men to act like women so easily. It's really interesting. You're supposed to kind of fight for your life, even in your hellhole, sinful moments. You're supposed to somewhat fight for it, not to be there. But the men go along with it. I mean, I'm looking at these guys who, and I have several friends now who wear these hair, so they gonna listen. Who wear, you know how those black people fight, they wanted the law that said they can wear their hair any kind of way they wanted to work. They didn't want to get rid of that black woman. Those two women had pretty hair. I should mention that. Ain't nothing like a woman with nice hair.
With the black females?
That was on that thing we just played.
The evil black females had pretty hair? Okay.
They had nice hair. Even the liberal one, conservative one. But my point is, I'm looking at these black men. They got these made-in braids. They got these long braids. You have to buy that hair, right? That don't come naturally, right? Some do, I think. But they got these long braids like a woman. They wear them in balls. Like a woman, and they walk around with like their hair up there like a woman hair, and they wear these long braids. I'm like, that's why they follow the black woman into her hairstyle too. And then I tease this one guy that worked in the gym about him. Yeah, look at that. That's on the head of a man. Look at that.
You mean like this? Or is this what you've been seeing?
Yeah.
That's gross.
Man, you are.
That's scary.
I understand. Looks like an animal. You got to overcome the spirit of mama, but you don't supposed to be wearing your hair like that. That's a female ball on top of her head. And I don't know. It's just interesting. But I understand the evil, how evil works. And they wear their hair and twist it up just like a woman's hair. And then they wear those long Afro braid things. And they be doing this. Want to be like the white people. But anyway.
Maria.
It's a spiritual thing.
That's right. Maria says, please inform Jesse that in Mexico, there's a new law that when there's a divorce, couples have dual custody of their pets. And other laws, just like for humans.
That's crazy.
LOL.
Maria, when James sent me that note, I'm like, what the? But I'm not surprised. That's going to happen in America, too. Watch and see. They already say if you abuse a dog or a pet, you're going to jail or something. What? Human nature is a fallen nature. It has it's an animal-like nature. So, then, of course. Thank you. I didn't know.
Lin Yen Chen says, Johnny out of origin, he is stuck in fear because he hasn't learned inner stillness. He needs to calm down enough via Jesse's prescribed inner stillness routine soon as he wakes and just before bed.
Who is Johnny?
The first caller today. Johnny from Origin, Oregon.
lady. Why do you holler? Have nobody seen your Johnny Dollar? I can't get no sleep on this busy street. I gotta move. I gotta find me a quiet place. You know that song? Hake.
No, but it sounds nice. Maybe I've heard it. Not sure.
You know it ain't come, baby. Where y'all been? No?
No, definitely not. Not that one.
Oh, I feel for you guys. The music, the talent, and everything is gone. And y'all just live in an empty world. A pretense talent world. Like they pretend like Beyonce is a country singer.
That's right.
Beyonce. But thank you.
He says, Lord Goodhair, I hoped you paused on that Oxford comma mess.
Does Lord have good hair?
Lord Goodhair, that's supposedly Hake.
Oh, he hoped you what?
He hopes I paused on the Oxford comma mess.
Oh, is that something y'all know about? I don't know about that.
It's a grammatical or a sentence structural punctuation thing.
Let me take a break. When I come back, your phone call, and we'll finish up the super chat as well. Thank you. I appreciate it. Quick break. Back to the phones. Open Line Friday. So here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering, or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Last night was amazing. Really. It was like the fellowship was mind-blowing. Stay with it, ladies. Stay with it. All of them. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. All right. If you need counseling, we have the best counseling service on this side of heaven by phone, Skype, or walk-in. I do it myself. You can go to rebuildingtheman.com. RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663 to make an appointment, set up an appointment. Also, personal shout-outs. Personal shout-outs. Anniversary shout-outs, weddings, birthdays, whatever the occasion is, I do them for you. And they are amazing. The people love the shout-outs. So if you encouragement or congratulations or whatever the shout-out, the birthday, go to Cameo, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. All right? And check out our merch and all that kind of stuff. Let me go to Preston, a first-time caller out of Missouri. Hold on, let me look around this way. Preston, you are on the air.
Hello. Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Preston.
How's it going?
All is well. Thanks for asking.
That's good. I wanted to give you a call here. Like you said, I'm a first-time caller. I was able to forgive my mom yesterday. She lives in Florida, so I actually sent her a text, and I let her know that I forgave her, and because I realized that I really did become just like her.
Yeah.
She would drink often, and smoke cigarettes. And then I ended up getting into drugs. I ended up smoking weed for a long time and, vaping. So yesterday, I was able to text her and forgive her. And when I did that, she let me know that, she felt like it was a little harsh. And it kind of made me feel bad in a way. And I was wondering if that's normal to kind of feel bad afterwards. in that moment.
No, it's a normal, abnormal ego state of being there. Whenever anyone is feeling bad, they're on an ego trip. That's another false identity. It's nonsense. You have no reason to feel bad about anything. And when your mother did that, she did that to manipulate you and not want to admit she was wrong for doing you that way. So it was just a part of controlling you. So when that feeling of so-called bad come like that, or feeling guilty and all that mess, just watch that. Don't call it you. Don't say, I feel bad. But you can notice that feeling is there, but don't call it you. But no, you shouldn't be feeling bad. Why would anyone feel bad about forgiving someone? You forgave your mother. There's nothing to feel bad about it. And she just didn't want to accept it, so she tried to make you feel bad so she could continue to control you.
Okay.
So you shouldn't be feeling anything about that, but freedom, because you have forgiven, and now God will forgive you, draw you into the perfect kingdom of life inside of you. You're going to be fine.
Okay.
So you shouldn't be feeling bad. She did that to make you feel bad so she can continue to control you.
Okay, and yeah.
Any questions about that?
No questions about that. I understand what you're saying.
So let that feeling pass. See that you feel that way. It's happening in your body, your mind and body, but it's not you.
Okay, and one other thing was that she, you know, like you said, she did bring up my dad.
Of course.
And, she was saying, you know, hopefully your dad will tell you what happened. And, I let her know that, I've already talked with my dad and I'm aware of the things that he's done. And she was saying, sorry, give me one second. Oh, she was saying that she felt like I was blaming her.
You
and
are.
I said, well, I'm blaming you for the things that you did, as well as the same way I would blame my dad for the things that he did.
Yeah. Next time a mother say that, say, yeah, I am blaming you because I was a kid. It is your fault you messed me up. It's my
right.
fault that I overcome it. You are to blame, and that's why I'm telling you, I forgive you. You couldn't help it. She is to blame.
Right. Okay. And then my final thing on that is that after I did that, my stepdad, who she's now married to, he started texting me and was saying like, oh, it's not your mom's fault. And he was saying like, oh, if anyone's to blame, you know, you're to blame. And I kind of let him know that this is more between me and my mom.
Yes.
And he was saying like, I'm sorry that I wasn't like a good role model for you, but I let him know also that it wasn't his job to be my role model. That was my father's job.
Exactly.
Where, you know, my father kind of fell short in that aspect. So yeah, I just wanted to get your opinion on that. Cause yeah, I was feeling, I kind of knew that I shouldn't be feeling bad, but just that feeling that I was having afterwards, it almost felt like when I break up with a girl, it felt like I was breaking up with my mom in a way.
I understand. I do understand. Next time your stepfather get involved, give him the finger and tell him to stay out of your life.
Yeah.
He has nobody to even commented on that. He's a beta anyway. But
yeah,
tell him to stay out. But no, when that feeling come, just watch it from now on. Now that you have done and gone and forgiven, now you just practice being aware of the thoughts and the emotions, the so-called good ones and the bad ones, and whatever they may be, loneliness, anger, fear, whatever it is, Just watch it, Preston, and don't call it you. And I promise you, they will all be taken away from you, and you will have, instead of evil nature, you will have the nature of God, your Father. You'll be free.
Okay.
But you got to let him do that. You can't. Don't call it you. Don't fight against it. Just be aware of it. The awareness is what changes everything. It will change as long as you practice being aware rather than being lost in your head, thinking about the past or the future, which doesn't exist. The life is in the present. It's not in the past. It's not in time. It's always right now. So you're on your way now, man.
Okay. Thank you, Jesse.
And so if your mother bring that up again, tell her to drop it. You've forgiven her, and she need to work on her own self. And don't let her and no one else, because she's going to build an army against you. That's why she told your stepfather about it. She has so much guilt. Because she know you're telling the truth about what she's done to you, she kind of feel she's trying to build an army so she can, and the army will agree with her, and she want to feel better. So that's why she's doing that.
Right. Yeah.
So, but you'll be fine. You doing the silent prayer?
Yes. Yes, I have been doing the silent prayer, and it's been very helpful for me for sure.
Yeah. Stay with it. Stay with it, and practice. All you got to do now is practice living in the present rather than an illusion of your imagination. And you're going to catch yourself going in and out for a while because you've been living in that world for so long.
Yeah.
You escaped into it as a kid when you were traumatized. And so when you do find yourself, just come back out and don't let evil tell you, oh, it's not working. You're still in your mind and blah, blah, blah. It's all lies. Just come back to present, and eventually that would be your natural state of being because you were like that as a kid. You will come back to the Father. You'll be fine.
Yeah, there's definitely times where I feel like recently, you know, with all these changes that are happening, that it really does feel like you're, like, kind of getting dragged through hell. Like, you know, there's times where I'm not feeling good, but I know – I've heard that you've said you have to go through hell to get to heaven.
Absolutely.
So I'm definitely going to stick with it.
And so I love the way you said drag through hell. When you're being dragged through hell, let it happen. Go through the hell because, as Christ said, and I repeat it, in order to have a life, you must give up a life.
Yeah, and that's what it feels like. It feels like you're giving up a life.
And that's what's happening. You're giving up a false illusion of a life. It's hell. And so let it drag you right on through it because the light is with you and it's taking you through the darkness, and the light will defeat the darkness. Even though the darkness hates the light will defeat the darkness. So let that happen. Don't call it you, and you'll be fine. I promise you that.
Okay.
You're dying, false death, this ego death, and the real you is starting to live. And you're going to have a real easy, simple, amazing life. It's going to blow your mind.
Okay. And yeah, really, I would just like to say thank you, Jesse, for allowing me to, you know, you speak your truth, and I was able to hear it. So, I was smoking weed since I was 17 for more than 10 years. I was smoking weed and, you know, vaping, and I smoked cigarettes for like 6 months or whatever, and went back to vaping. And ever since listening to you and doing the silent prayers, I was able to completely stop smoking, completely stop vaping. And yeah, I'm ready to move on and start something better.
And the only reason you were smoking and vaping is because you were unhappy on the inside. You had misery.
For sure.
Because everyone who has anger, resentment, they're miserable on the inside. And they use people, places, and things to try to make themselves feel better. But now that you're waking up to that and you're starting to overcome that, you're going to find you don't need any of those things to make you feel good because you're not going to be feeling bad.
Right.
So right on. You stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
All right. Will do, Jesse. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You are, and I want you to know every human being on the planet have the same problem. There's not one. This is what's wrong with the blacks. This is what's wrong with the whites, the Mexicans, the Chinese, oh, the Japanese, well, rice, whatever. They all have the same problem. It's a spiritual problem. And that's why we all, if we want to overcome the darkness, we must be born again, meaning we got to forgive so we can return to the light, return to the Father.
Okay, I understand.
It's not physical, it's spiritual. So stay with it, Preston.
All right, Jesse. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
All right, buddy. Take care now.
All right, you too. Bye.
Bye. 888-7753-773. Let me go to James out of California. James, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, James.
Hey, I really appreciate what you've been doing, and you actually been saying everything that I want to talk to you about as far as, like, the blacks and poison that's been instilled in us. I'm black.
E black.
And,
are you a first-time caller?
I'm not a first-time caller.
Okay, go ahead. No problem. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, but I did want to mention, I know it's not Bible stuff on Thursday, but I don't know
you
if
you were saying that
with.
When you were a kid, what?
Well, when I was a kid, A lot of my family members, you know, when we'd be driving around in cars and everything, you know, me and my cousins or whatever, a lot of our family members, they would talk like, we'll go through like a nice neighborhood, nice homes and everything, and they'll be like, just like a white neighborhood.
Yeah.
And, you know, so we saw that as, okay, well, that's nice. White people have nice things. So that's what we want. So, you know, and we had a lot of white friends and everything like that. But however, if a family member of ours didn't qualify for something or something happened on their job, they say, the white people don't want us in their know-how. And then they'll blame the white people.
Yeah.
And it's in a state of confusion. Like you said, it's a fallen state and a state of confusion, I heard you say earlier. And once that seed has been planted in that child, that's all they know.
Absolutely,
like, you know,
man.
And they grow up so confused. And, you know, and then when you finally start to see and, you know, you start to wake up a bit, there's always some old head like Tony from California. They come around and they put it right back in you.
Yeah.
And then as we get older, we try to wake up and then we backslide all over again. And then it's just a continuous thing. And like, I want to mention about a Bible. They're talking about the day of evil. I know you said God didn't make evil, but he mentioned that in the Bible, but he didn't mean it for that reason, for moral purposes. It was in regards to hardship and calamities that we were going to go through.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. But the black people, unfortunately, you know, they're misinterpreting it. And they keep spreading the lie over and over and over again. And it's just brainwashing the kids. Because that's all I remember coming up. They would say, oh, the white man did this. Or if I'm at school, oh, well, that curriculum isn't made for black folks. And it just, no accountability was instilled in a lot of us. So once I started to see the light, you know, and then I finally got a Women Yo show, I was so thankful for it. But the solution, Jesse, I believe, to all of this is when people like Donald Trump comes around, they need to just know how to be still and sometimes just listen and take heed of what's going on. Because what Donald Trump is doing, he's doing the work that God wants him to do.
Yep, absolutely. But they're not going to that because most human beings do not want the truth. They love the lie. They love being victims. And people who love being victim are the most evil, dangerous, revengeful, unhappy, miserable people on the planet. People who are always crying victim blaming someone else for their issues are wicked, evil people. That's why you have to stay away from them, because I don't care if it's your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your friends, or whatever, right? Because they will destroy you. Victimhood people are evil. I mean, they are like wicked. I wish there was another word I could find to express how evil a victim is. There's nothing good about victim mentality of a person.
Right. And Jesse, can I mention one more thing before I get off?
Yes.
And you're right about when a man listens to the woman, you know, it's a failure. You know, I learned that the hard way, but I'm thankful that I know now.
Yeah.
I had a conversation with a gentleman. He is black, and his eyes are open into some of the things we're talking about. And it's such a breath of fresh air that, you know, that I'm fulfilling the role, the leadership role in my household with my wife and my son now. And it has brought back order, and I'm at peace, and I'm so thankful. So I just want to say thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome, James. Stay with it. And all you got to do now, really, all you got to do for your spiritual life is to stay present. Don't get lost in your head. If you do get caught up, come back to be aware of your body or something in the present. Slow down and live your life. You haven't seen anything yet. It's amazing, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Appreciate that. Will do.
I wish you well, James. Stay with it.
Thank you. You too, Jess.
All right. Take care now.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You too.
Amazing, huh? You don't have to be you any longer. And don't tell me you can't drop your fear and your anger. You can drop it just like that if you wanted to. You don't have to live in a life of fear. Fear is an illusion. Fear is not real. Like racism is not real. You don't have to live in fear. Now, with the physical life of out, you better be aware of that, right? But you don't have to live. You just watch your back. Be careful. Don't hang out in the hood or don't go in places where you get hurt. But the spiritual fear, you don't have to live with that. That is an illusion. And you can drop it just like that. There's no, men and women, there's no reason to have fear. Have no fear. Salvation is here. You don't need to have fear. Why you want to have fear? It's not even real. Look, try to touch it. You can't touch it. It's not real. Hey, you know fear is not real?
It makes sense.
You know it's not real?
No, but it makes sense.
Super chat.
Nice. Over on Punchy.tv, Jim in Alaska says, oh my gosh, OMG. That Manly Cars song played before the show started is awesome. Maybe I should put that with my drag racing video. Ha ha ha.
Thank you. Amazing.
And Pastor Chatelet wants to send bacon to the Middle East for peace.
Right on.
Thank you for your attention to this matter.
Love bacon, even though I haven't had it in a long time.
Israel, Palestine, everywhere. Iran. And then we'll have to read the rest later, guys. Thank y'all.
Quick break. The hate news, not the fake news. One more hour to go. Back in a moment.
Like, my cousin, like, sent me you, and I thank him for that. It was more of a, you know, he thinks the whole, like, everything's a joke. That just adds a little spice to it. But in the heart of what you're saying, there is real things going on.
Yeah.
People want to overlook that, and I'm telling you, Mr. Peterson, I'm not one of those people. And I thank God that, you know, he showed you to me. And sometimes we just need some Jesse in our lives, I guess.
Thank you, Chris.
I wish we had more brothers like you. We need more brothers like you. This, because a lot of, we don't have most guys that can, you know what I'm saying, lead black people into the right direction. And I thank you for that, because a lot of people will be like, man, it's still going on. It's racism. Yeah. And I try to tell them, like, watch his show. Listen to this brother. He's telling the truth.
Take no thought about tomorrow. Yesterday doesn't exist. And you're going to see, man, God is with us and all is well.
some serious mess going on in the world. States are jumping in on the LGBTIQ suicide hotline with the Trevor Project and these degenerate evil states that are supporting the evil inside of the people who are thinking that they're LGBTIQ plus. Degenerate, huh? You know, Biden started that suicide hotline. And by the way, some guy's mad over in Orlando, mayor, I guess, because there was a removal of a rainbow crosswalk, you know, the hate symbol pretending to support the people of the LGBT stuff, but really it's supporting the evil in the LGBT stuff. Sickos. And that was the site of the Pulse nightclub mass shooting, I guess, or something like that. So we're cleaning up the place, and they're mad about it. They're mad about us cleaning up the crime in all these cities, or D.C. anyway, starting and going to other cities. Anyway, other news, there's climate satellite drama because Trump is narrowing the scope of some of these things. Some of it is superfluous, wasted money perhaps, I don't know. And those Menendez brothers who convictedly, I guess we could call it, killed their parents decades back. They were up for parole. One of them got denied parole, and the other one's maybe going to get denied parole or accepted parole today, I guess, in California here. And Lil Nasty X, he's that so-called country rapper, but not morally straight guy. He got sent to the hospital or something because he maybe was overdosing, they think, and then now he's arrested. I love it. And 600 CDC employees, you know, government employees, supposedly dealing with so-called public health, got on notice that they're permanently going to be fired, permanently dismissed or whatever. This is the end of hour two of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Black Friday. Get it off your chest Friday. The lines are full, everybody. You can call in, though, every so often just in case a line opens up. Hang tight, callers, super chatters, and viewers, listeners, podcast catchers, jsleepeterson.com/show. We will get more back to more great stories. But it is hake news, not fake news. By the way, after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, you can catch my show, The Hake Report. And you get this snazzy shirt, too, if you like. I don't know if this exact color is available still. Maybe if you want to take a risk on Teespring. After The Hake Report, The Fallen State. With that guy, Calvin Robinson. Father Calvin Robinson. Call no man father, but he's a Catholic or something. Priest type of a guy. Nice. And a pretty interesting guy. Make sure you catch The Fallen State, thefallenstate.tv, The Fallen State YouTube, J.C. Lee Peterson on Rumble, The Fallen State on Rumble, and other places, okay? Or your other favorite live streaming platform. We try to live stream everywhere. And then American Anchor, baby. Is he going to fly today? Is he going to land today? Oh, he's going to fly, and he's going to land, and it's going to be fire. Nice. Anyway, so that American Anchor, baby, on YouTube and Rumble, all right? And he also has an audio podcast. If you are one of those people who catches audio podcasts, look up American Anchor, baby. So cool. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports the Trump administration shuttered the specialized services for LGBTQ plus youth at the National Suicide Hotline, July 17th, my birthday, by the way. Happy birthday. We're closing down the kissing up to the gays, the suicidal ones. And now they get treated like normal people, which is the best thing for them, right? So 988 is the suicide hotline promoting suicide. But it's supposed to help bring it down because it's a problem. And they're cutting the number of next generation weather and climate satellites. Trump administration is, and people are mad about it because it helps aid them in pushing the climate propaganda agenda. 600 CDC employees slated to receive permanent termination notices after a court decision. Very nice. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 3. ¶¶
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. It's the third hour already of Open Line Friday. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a juicy. A mama is a la, la, la. Biblical question. Do you believe in the Bible or in Jesus? Do you believe in life after love? Do you believe in the Bible or in Jesus? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. And you can podcast the show if you can't sit and watch it live. But you can also listen live no matter where you are and what you're doing in the world by calling the Listen Line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? So it's Friday. It's a get it off your chest day. It is Friday / Express Yourself Day / Black Friday. What's wrong with the blacks? They used to be this way. In the good old days. But now, I love the blacks. Yes.
You do make disparaging remarks towards black people.
Be black.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I want to ask.
Black. Well, and the things that you do, I just like I say, I want to hate you, but the pump won't let me.
Hey.
What?
What's wrong with the blacks? It's a spiritual battle. Warfare between good and evil. I mentioned already, but last night we had our monthly meeting, third Thursday of the week, monthly form with the ladies. It was through the roof. The Lord was up in there. Really, it was talking about working on themselves. Those ladies are putting in the time, and things are changing for the good. It really is. It was amazing. And by the way, Rochelle brought us, she brought, it's Men History Month, so she brought like a big gift basket from, where did it come from?
Trader Joe's?
Trader Joe's. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Rochelle, thank you. I know you're listening. Thank you. Yeah. It's an amazing basket. And we're going to be enjoying this basket. It is so good. It has all type of goodies in it. Right on. Thank you, Rochelle. Appreciate it. I want to show you, you know, I've said over and over again that women were created to follow and not lead, and everything they put their hands on because they're so emotional, until they overcome that, overcome their mothers and grandma, the emotion of the woman starts to change. It really does. And she become logical because her mindset changed from that of an emotional mind to a logical mind, which is the mind of the Father, the mind of God, the mind of the Father. But I showed you this judge who gave this guy, according to a report, 54 years in jail because, according to a report, he was trying to protect his car, his property, from carjackers. Isn't that amazing? Well, they put another woman in charge, a woman, and guess what they have done? They are destroying Cracker Barrel. How do you destroy Cracker Barrel? No, not Cracker Barrel. They have changed the look, the logo, and everything. How come all these, why y'all letting these women just take over anyway? Fox News is reporting. Cracker Barrel debuted its new logo on Tuesday. Removing the man resting on the barrel. That was so Southern. It was so down home feeling. It was amazing idea. And then the design, they have all these things in there, and it's just amazing. Well, they screwed that up. They put the woman in charge. They have removed the cracker from the barrel. How do you remove the cracker from the barrel? These females need to be fired. Really? They need to be fired and fired immediately without service pay. Removing the man resting on the barrel and leaving only the name of the restaurant serving Southern-style comfort food. The new design marks the first time in 48 years that the logo only future test. I use it whenever I go to the South, and I go to Cracker Barrel. I like the experience of it. It's so nice. That's changed. Watch this from today's show.
For over 50 years, Cracker Barrel has been serving up a slice of rustic country to suburbia.
Homestyle cooking brings family together.
Between the rocking chairs, the old-timey gift shop, and those biscuits and gravy, Southern comfort has always been on the menu.
Here at Cracker Barrel Old Country Store, we keep our routine so you can get out of yours.
But a new change to that nostalgic routine is stirring the pot.
Store, look around. Wow, look how bright it is.
A select number of stores undergoing a redesign for a more modern feel.
We've got all new lighting, new seating, new tables and chairs.
This video is from a Tennessee location posted last August, just now going viral. While some are embracing the change.
The paint color is just so much lighter, and I think it's so much better.
Others argue the remodel chips away at that Southern charm.
But the inside remodel, Cracker Barrel for real, you're losing your feel.
While Cracker Barrel has said only about 30 of its 600-plus restaurants will get a full remodel, in a statement the chain says feedback from both guests and team members has been overwhelmingly positive, adding the strong performance of these locations affirms that we are moving in the right direction. In an interview last summer, Cracker Barrel's CEO telling CNBC the transformation is part of a multi-year brand refresh.
Our goal is to take what people love about Cracker Barrel and open the aperture a little bit so that more people love Cracker Barrel. So we want to appeal to all generations.
To the blacks. That's what she's talking about, I believe. What a mess. Cracker Barrel was just fine, thank you. Now that Southern down-home experience is gone. amazing, huh? You put mama in charge, it's gone, it's over. Might as well hang it up. Look what they've done to automobiles. You can't even find a manly car anymore. All these little quiet cars, lightly moving around. You can get ran over with one if you stand behind a car. You don't hear the motor. You don't hear the pipes. It's all silent. And all of the cars look alike. All of them. They took the style out of Mercedes-Benz. They took the style out of Jaguar. All of them just look like the same old car. You might as well buy yourself a Toyota or something and be satisfied. Because you let the woman change it. Poor Cracker Barrel. It's over. A TikTok user said, if the restaurant doesn't look like Jim Crow South, he doesn't want to eat there. I don't blame you. Watch this from TikTok.
Saw something on the internet. Dude said he ate in a remodeled Cracker Barrel and he hated it. And I want to join in on the hate. If the Cracker Barrel don't look like the Jim Crow South, I can't eat there.
Yeah.
You got to have the racism aesthetic. You got to have the rocking chairs and the hint of segregation in the air. This is a gentrified Cracker Barrel. They done took all the character out of it. And I know the edges of the pancake ain't burnt. I got to feel like somebody wants to say, good morning, boy. When I go in, with respect, and no respect at all. I feel like they want me to work there, but they don't want to pay me ever, and I've got to live there. That's Cracker Barrel's thing. If you take that away, what is it? A Denny's, an IHOP, a place I don't want to be at.
I know what you mean. Really, it's so Southern to walk into a Cracker Barrel. Well, at least not now. And the guy makes a good point, whether he's serious or not. It's like walking to a Denny now. Everything look alike. How can women make everything look alike? The automobile, they all look alike now. Same old boring, cup-like, whatever that is, body mode built. They don't have any style anymore. Same thing with Cracker Barrel. How can you take the cracker out of the barrel? And these beta men are too afraid to tell these women, this is a mess. This don't look right. What have you done? You're fired. You're out of here. Like the Great White Hope would do. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. Here's an image of the old logo versus the new one. That's the old one. That just feel like home. Here's the new one. No style, blank. Nobody's offended. The black was loving it the other way. The liberal white woman, or wherever they are, I don't know if they're liberal, but they don't want to mess it up. Look, ain't nothing there. Ain't nothing there. Now, how the black people going to get mad? That's down home right there. Here's an image of the old interior versus the new. Look at that. Isn't that beautiful? What was wrong with that? What's wrong? I love it. Isn't that nice? And now the new one, all bland and no style, just cracker. And guess what? According to X, this report on X says Cracker Barrel CEO Julie Masano became CEO. What? What? Masino? It don't look like Masino. Since Julie Masino or Masano became CEO, the stock is down. And they try to act like it all nice now. The stock is down 34%. Isn't that amazing? Erasing $587 million in value. The stocks are down. And she pretended all, said we got in there. This is just what people love. That's her. What a heifer. Get that heifer out of there. And then she put on this emotional front like it's a good thing. The stocks are down. How can that be good, heifer? You're just a heifer. What a mess. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. One other quick thing, and then I get to your calls. Here's an example of what happens when you don't drop the anger. Why don't you just drop the anger? Drop the fear. Fear is an illusion. It's not even real. It's just in your head so it seems real. This is a doorbell. James, what is that? Doorbell what? Doorbell Mania? This is a website? I'm talking to them. Doorbell Mania. Bronx, New York. A neighborhood is caught on a Ring doorbell home security acting very bothered even at the pizza delivery guy. Watch this from doorbell something. Watch this.
Not too heavy, not too. Come out! Come out then! Come out! Open it. Open it.
This is crazy.
Why are you taking a picture of me?
You don't like that? You don't like me taking
pictures of me? Why would you?
Because
I want you. You
stand in front of my
door. So. Standing in front of his door. Oh, so not.
Why are you looking at me? I'm waiting. Oh, you don't? No. He's coming. Oh, so then why are you looking at me? Oh, well,
come on, man.
Stop this up. Stop this up. Stop this up, man. I'm scared. She's not making pizza now. Step inside. Get away from my door.
See?
No.
Your delivery for pizza's here.
No.
I ordered food.
Call the police.
Your pizza's here.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
Can you step away from my door?
Pay for it.
I am. Can you step away from my door?
Don't touch my husband. Don't touch him.
You ain't my property. Get the fuck off.
Pay for the pizza.
Get off. Babe, call
911. Okay. Please call. I am gonna. Don't call.
Get it,
problem.
I'll wait.
Nah.
Put it on top of it.
Put it
on top of it.
Amazing. This is why white people, no one want to live next to the blacks, around the blacks. They don't want you in their area. This is why. Really? Do you blame them? The blacks are angry. Out of control. And this is why, now you understand how hoods are created, this type of personality. Don't nobody want to live around black people and you're trying to have a life and they mad. Carrying on. Isn't that amazing? And they do this everywhere they go. Everywhere they go, this is how they act. You can't go anywhere now, and if the blacks are there, it's going to be a fight. Something negative will happen. In Deuteronomy, and it's not Bible Thumper 28, this is what the curse is. Black people are cursed. And not all, but most. They're cursed. That doesn't look like a blessing to me. That's a curse. Anyone that has anger and carrying on like this is cursed. You're not blessed. You need to treat Satan with no response. Really. An example of that is from CBS News. A man attempted to rob a nail salon on July 3rd, 2023. And the video shows, surveillance video shows, multiple people ignoring the suspect. His orders to get on the ground and surrender their money. And people are like, what the? Watch this from CBS News.
Everybody get down! Get down on the money! It's got the pockets! Get down on the money! Get down! Hello? Where's the money? Get down the money! Where's the money? Everybody give me everything! Where's the money?
That lady got up and just walked out. And the alleged robber, like, what the? And the people looking at him, what's wrong with this nigga rah-rah? People are black fatigued now. They're just sick of the black fatigue. Nobody want to live with them or be around them. He had a purse over his hand. Oh, like he was concealing a gun, huh? The people are like, what? Black people, go back to Africa. All y'all, and see what happens. Oh, for the podcast, audio podcast, he went into this cafe, and he had what looked like a gun on his hand. He had it covered with something, and so that's what you didn't see. 888, what a mess. Black fatigue. I'm sick of the blacks. And not all, but most. There are black people, men and women, who are working on themselves. They didn't know. They just didn't know they had to forgive their mothers and return to their father, forgive their earthly fathers. And they started, like, wake up. But most are not. Let me go to first-time caller, Michael, out of Colorado. Michael, happy man history month. You're on the air.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Michael.
So I wanted to call and say I think the show is amazing.
Amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. It's my wife's birthday, so happy birthday to my wife.
Shout out to your wife on her birthday. You should order a cameo for her.
A what?
Cameo, cameo.com / Jesse Lee Peterson. And I'll do a personal shout out for her.
Thank you. All right. So my question is, actually a little context first. So before I started watching your show, I had a born-again experience after forgiving my mother. And my question is, you know, after the fact, you know, you meet people and they ask you, are you a believer? And they ask you to testify. And sometimes when you share your born-again experience with people, they look at you like, that's not right. you know, that's not how it would have gone. So my question is, should you just not share your experience with people, or what do you do?
Go and tell no one.
Okay.
All right. Right on. So no, don't tell anyone.
Is that because you're living for God and not for man? Is that the reason?
Well, Christ said, go and tell no one, and he went out and told everyone. And the reason you don't do that, because just like those people don't see and understand what you're talking about, they'll try to talk you out of it because they're evil.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be careful with that. So just go live your life. And then along the way, if somebody asks you, oh, I noticed that there's something different about you. And I'm just using this as an example. You have peace. Then you can tell them how you found it. But other than that, tell no one.
All right.
Because they'll try to make you doubt yourself and everything.
It's true. Down to family. You know, after it happens, you know, you feel so good.
Yeah.
And you want to tell everybody.
Yeah.
You want to tell everyone God's real and this and that. And I noticed from the beginning, you know, people would come out of the woodwork, family, just to tell you, nope, that's not real.
Yeah.
You know, you've gone crazy.
Your family hates you. They do. They all love you. And they will build an army. Your mama and everybody will build an army against you to destroy you because the darkness in them hate the light in you. Now that you found the light, it's going to hate the light in you. So just quietly live your life and be without even trying to be an example, be a living example and let the world go to hell in a handbasket.
All right, right on. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome, buddy. I wish you well.
Thank you. All right, have a good day.
You
bye-bye.
You too. Bye now. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Australia and talk to Lachlan. Lachlan, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All is well. Happy Men's History Month.
Happy Men's History Month. I love celebrating Men's History Month.
Right on.
I spoke to you a few years ago. It was probably maybe 4 years ago or something. There's heaps of things that I'd love to chat to you about. But I understand that, you know, limited time. I could talk to you all day. But I've watched you for the last 5 years, and you were actually one of the probably the prominent reason that I became conservative. In Australia, our politics are very different than America. But our political party is very different. But I agree with every single thing you say. I literally do not disagree with you in anything. The only thing is I'm not a religious man because
beautiful.
I haven't. Yes, I agree.
You don't need
to
be religious. You're better off.
Well, yeah, I agree, but what I mean by that is I haven't felt God, so I haven't devoted my life to God, right? And I just wanted to, preface that. But in saying that, one of my questions to you, Jesse, is somebody that...
Amir, hold that thought. Let me take a quick break. Don't hang up. Let me hold... The treasure chest is, don't hang up, I'll be right back. The treasure chest is now open on DLive and stretch off on pure.net. Back in a moment.
I just wanted to say that I've been listening to you for a few years now, and when you talk about the illusion of racism and how it's just a divisive tool that the media uses, and it's just good and evil.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on. It really has changed my life. My perspective is totally different now. I'm more calm. I'm more peaceful. You know, when you talk about forgiving your mother and letting go of that hate, and it just transforms you. So I just want to thank you for that and let you know that, you know, you really are doing God's work by waking people up with this message.
Amazing, Aaron. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Sure. I can hear the angels in heaven singing right now. They're rejoicing. That's amazing. Stay with the silent prayer. Speak up, don't resent, and doubt every thought. And Aaron, you have not seen anything. Anything. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. Quick announcements, because I want to go back to the calls in your super chat. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour, right after my show, thehakereport.com, from 9 to 11 a.m., and you don't want to miss it. Really, it's mind-blowing. And then after that, brand-new episode of the FatherState.tv every Friday at 11 a.m., right after the Hake Report. Very interesting discussion with Father Kevin Robinson. He's an angel and what is he there? Anglican priest. What's an Anglican priest? Nobody knows. A TV and radio host. Conservative commentator. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Look, I love my country. I love Great Britain. It used to be the greatest empire in the world. The England that I grew up in is not the England that I recognize now.
When Donald Trump is gone, we will become like the UK and other countries. There's nothing to stop it.
Mass deportation is part of it. Why do we have so many white liberal women voting in policies that undermine our democracy?
Yeah.
It's not sexist, it's not misogynistic, because the most important unit within a nation is the family.
Amazing. Really, really enlightened discussion. You're going to love it. So an Anglican church is English traditional church, I'm told. You're going to love it. You can become a member there on the Father State. That's how you can support it in other ways. And jessieleepeterson.locals.com. And after that, the American Anchor, baby. Fly, get ready. You don't need a jumpsuit, because the flight is not going to crash, because they did not have any DIA workers on this particular flight. DEI workers, whatever you call them. No DEI workers on the American Anchor Baby flight right after the Fallen State, around 12 or so Pacific time. The American Anchor Baby. You think Trump got energy? God gave you the American Anchor Baby. Eventually, you will be calling the American Anchor Baby King. And the ladies will be calling him Daddy. And the rest will be calling him the Great Brown. Would you brow? Hope. Are you brown?
I don't know. I'm pretty pale for...
Jewish looking. The great Jewish looking hope. Pale brown, I'm told by Hake. At 12 noon. And then fellowship on Sunday. Doors open at 10:30. Meetings start at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Go to rebuildingaman.com/church. The fellowship is not like it. All right. Let me go quickly back to Australia and talk to Lachlan. Lachlan, thank you for holding. Go ahead.
No worries, Jesse. And I'll try not to take up too much of your time.
Okay.
But
You were saying that you're not a religious person?
Correct. So my family, in my family background, on both sides, are Catholic, but I wasn't brought up religious. Now, that what I will preface saying is you were actually probably the main reason that I developed a deep respect for religion, specifically Christianity, which then, so I deeply respect it. What I was saying before was I just haven't felt God, so I don't want to fake being a religious person.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And what do you...
Yeah, so...
When you say you have a felt God, what is God feeling?
Well...
What are his feelings?
I don't know. So
why are you expecting to feel something?
Well, that's a good question. I believe in all the, tenets, all the values of religion. I agree with it. So, for example, this is something that I can't understand over here in Australia. I am deeply anti-abortion, and a lot of my friends and family, they don't understand the conviction that I have when it comes to abortion. I run into a lot of issues, and I haven't dedicated myself to God or to Christ, but I still recognize abortion as an immense evil. Do you know what I mean? And a lot of people that I know, especially like in Australia, people, they're not very politically educated, they don't follow politics. But so that's what I mean. Like a lot of the common beliefs of religion, like I agree with, but I just can't, it's very hard to explain. But
one thing I want you to know, that God is not an emotional God. That's the nature of evil. God is a dispassionate God. So you shouldn't be looking to feel God. You're not going to feel him.
Okay. So if
no
I
people who
don't
fear
know,
God
yep.
are of evil. What?
Thank you for that. And so because I wasn't brought up religious, how can I want to dedicate myself to God, but how do I do that if I, in like deep down, I don't, like, if I just said right now, that's it, my life is, God's, I will do everything. Like, I've got nothing to base that on.
What do you mean, dedicate your life to God? What does that mean?
I suppose, you know what? It's actually a good question. So, I suppose just, actually following God's and Jesus' teachings and, not sinning. I suppose not sinning. And I suppose I do follow most of the stuff, that I think Jesus would appreciate.
Let me say this to you. If you want to know God, you got to forget about God.
You got to forget about
all the teaching you've been told about God. You got to forget about the knowledge about him. Don't think about him, and then you will get to know him. Because when you think about him, all you have are thoughts about him. All you have are ideas about God. And you're never going to know him as long as you hold on to your thoughts and your ideas about God. What I recommend you do, have you gone and forgiven your mother and father?
I definitely have. It was thanks to you. Only after maybe three or four months of listening to you, I went and forgave my mother. And my mum, she went into her female paranoia. Yeah. I call it female paranoia. My mum straight away said, "What do you mean? What are you forgiving me for?" And I knew what I was forgiving her for, and I explained it to her.
Yeah.
My dad also, and I said to my dad, I said, "I apologize. Sorry, I forgive you for not protecting me from," because my dad was out of my life for majority of my childhood. So I said to him, I forgave both of them.
So are you doing this because of time? Are you doing a silent prayer now?
Yeah. I've done it before, but I don't do it. I haven't done it. I've only done it once.
Well, go back to doing that. Go back to doing that, and then practice staying present rather than being lost in your head about the past or the future or anything, and you will come to know God. You won't have to think about him. You will know him, and you'll be fine.
I appreciate that. That actually explains a lot, and I think that's going to make my journey a lot easier.
Yeah.
But can I ask
Don't try to be anything. You want to overcome trying to be anything or anyone. That's the problem. Everybody trying to be somebody or be something, right? And just keep them away from God. So just do the silent prayer and practice staying present.
One more very quick question. Very quick. Can I ask, I'm very curious, why are you still in L.A.?
I don't know. We were going to move at one point to Florida, and things changed as far as the prices. And then they had the Chinese virus. And so I'm just taking one day at a time and see what happens.
Fair enough, Jesse. I just say it's been amazing to talk to you. I respect you so much, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much, and the same for you. And let me know how it goes. Just practice staying present now, rather than being lost in your head, and God will do the rest. He just needs you to let go and let him take over. The Spirit of Truth will guide you, all right?
Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate it. And I will keep you updated.
All right. And don't try to be anything.
I will. And right. I know exactly what you mean, and I will.
All right, buddy. Call me again.
No worries, Jesse. Enjoy your day.
I will. Thank you. Amazing. 888-77, Jesse. Let me go quickly to Mark out of Florida. Mark, you're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Good morning. How you doing?
All is well, Mark.
Yes, I've spoke to you one time before. I listened to the show for about a year. And I understand or agree, you know, with everything that you say. But I have a hard time with the silent prayer and, you know, just the thoughts are just going all the time.
And your question for me is what?
Oh, I hate to ask it, but like, what's the... I get confused, like, what's conscious and what's not conscious, and then I just do the silent prayer, like, morning and night. Sometimes I miss it at night, or sometimes I do it in the day. Mm-hmm. I just let the thoughts go. I just sit there and try to, like, you know, recite the, you know, of ourselves. There's nothing. We know nothing. You know, I'll just try to stay a few things and then just
when
stop.
When you are aware of those thoughts, Mark, you are aware. You're present with God. You want to, when you're doing the silent prayer or you're like going through your day and you get caught up in your head and you realize I'm in thoughts and you become aware of your body and all that or whatever, then you're present. When you're sitting or landing during the prayer and you see all those thoughts, the fact you see them, you're with God. The light, it's the light of God that allows you to see them. Don't do anything else about it. Don't argue. Don't fight. Don't do anything. Just watch. You want to become the watcher, not the the maker. You want to watch, and the light will do it for you.
And then there's practical thoughts, like, you know, I'm going to go to work somewhere, right, or whatever.
Yeah, what do I want for dinner or breakfast or whatever? I'm not going out tonight. Those are just practical thoughts. You don't live by those thoughts. You just do it once you eat your meal or whatever, you're done with those thoughts. And the other thoughts that come, they're not you. Just be aware of that.
So I guess the one thing that, you know, like, I have thoughts and they're like different subjects. And one of them is about mom. Yeah. And one of them is about mom and dad. You know, did I forgive her? Did I do it the right way?
So you and have so gone that, and done it, right?
I had several conversations with her over the phone. Her? At one time, you know, I just understand that she's messed up.
Did you tell her that?
In different ways, yeah.
Did you tell her that?
I told her, I said, every woman goes through. I was telling her all the women go through this.
Mark, that's not forgiveness. Why have you forgiven her for what she's done to you?
I don't think I've had so many conversations. I told her in so many different ways.
Why
not
just tell her straight up so you can be done with that? Why are you tiptoeing around your mama?
I was, and then I went straight up. I drove from Florida. I drove home, and I just sat there and I told her. I said, "You traumatized me when I was a child." And then she started getting angry. So then I just kind of like sat there and put up with it until I left.
Why do you forgive her? That was your chance to forgive so you could be done with that.
I might be miscommunicating here. I think I told her in so many different ways.
Let me ask this because of time. Did you tell your mother you're sorry for resenting, or you forgive her for what she's done to you?
Yes.
So then what's the problem then?
I keep going back and forth in my head, like, did I do it the right way? And then she's turned my dad against me, and now.
Yeah. And when you say you, I keep going back and forth, who is going back and forth in their head?
That's the not me.
So why you call that you, and why are you believing it when they tell you you need to go back again?
Oh, because I was so weak about the way I did it, and it's like they're broken conversations. Like, I wish it was just like a straightforward conversation.
Why did you do it that way?
Because I didn't really, when I first heard it last summer, I didn't feel anything about my mom. I just knew she was messed up. I didn't feel anything like resentment or something. Or I just knew that, as far as I knew, I was just covering it up because it's just, she's always just way too difficult to handle.
Right.
So I just kind of...
If you didn't resent her, she would not be difficult to handle. And so, but once you forgive her... You say she's turned your father against you now?
You kind of tell now after I've started bringing this stuff up. Then
how can you tell?
Just my dad said, you know, a couple things. He just said something that was kind of derogatory, whereas he had asked me to forgive him. We talked about it a couple of weeks ago, I guess, just briefly, but he just said, out of nowhere, he said, forgive me for what I did during your childhood, or whatever, I can't remember the exact words.
Right. And did you?
And I said, yeah.
Okay.
Real quick. And then our relationship just was great. And so with my mom and this whole thing of forgiving her, I guess I was hoping it was going to be like that.
Why?
That it
Why
was
were
gonna...
you hoping that?
Well, it's just good to be able to be at peace with people.
Why?
Okay, no, it's just,
why? Why not be at peace with you?
Well, yeah, that's...
That was a question.
Why not?
Yeah.
Because of what, I guess, society is that teach me or what I've learned in
that's
church.
That's why you're overcoming society now, by forgiving your parents and then watching those thoughts so you can have perfect peace within yourself. And once you have peace with you, you have peace with the world.
Right. I'm understanding that through this whole process. I just wish I would stop. You know, going back mama. Mama.
don't go back anymore. You're done with that. Don't go back.
Right.
No matter what your thoughts say, oh, you didn't do it right, or you need to go back. Don't do it. Don't go back. Now you just move forward and live your life and forget about mama.
Right. Yeah, and I was even thinking that I might would even change my phone number because it just... I don't know if I should or not.
Does she still call you or something?
No, I was compelled to call her, and it was a couple of days ago. I called her out of the blue, and then she was getting upset. She said, are you still blaming me for
don't call her anymore. Don't call her anymore. Be done with her. Just don't be angry at her. Move on. She's not ready to overcome. She doesn't want to see. She love her hell. She love her misery. Leave her in her misery, and you move on with your life.
During that conversation that was 2 days ago, I said everything. I was saying everything just right. I mean, I was saying everything, you know, it's, I said, Mom, I mean, I make it clear that I'm forgiving you. And then I tried to explain it. And I started feeling better because I was like, oh, I've said everything. And then I was shaking and I was nervous and I was thinking, so I said it. So I know that I've said everything.
So then move on. Forget about it.
Yeah, I know. So I'll just do the silent prayer. And then so if I see thoughts, some thoughts are so good. like some thoughts are like, I've changed or I'm a different, let's see, I don't know.
Don't even think about you have changed. You become aware that the change is there and that's all you need. Don't think about it at all. Because
okay, just let it, don't hold on to it.
Right, because the moment you think about it, then the devil going to give you something to bring you down. So don't think about it. You just see you change it and move on. Just stay present and you'll be fine.
Okay, so he's into the emotion. So even like the shows, I watch the shows and I'm like, oh, I'm on the same page or I understand or it's a good thought. But you're just saying don't hold on to it.
Right.
Just, that's it. That's it.
Absolutely. Don't hold on to the good ones or the so-called bad ones.
Right. They're just, that's not me.
Yes.
And then just when I do the silent prayer, hope sooner or later, I guess those thoughts are just going to, they're going to kind of slow down.
Don't even hope for that or worry about that. You be aware. And being aware, I promise you, the light, which is allowing you to see, will destroy the darkness. The thoughts of darkness, it will destroy because the darkness hates the light. It's not going to want to be there with the light. So it's going to leave you. Don't worry about that.
Right.
And don't worry about how long it takes or how painful it is. You just be aware, live your life, living in the hell that you, but be aware of it and do nothing about it.
Right. That's what I've come to grips with. I, you know, would be thankful that I'm in the misery.
Yes.
And, yeah, to be thankful for it. But then I was like, these thoughts is going crazy, you know.
And they are going crazy because you're in your life. That's why. So don't call me. Mark, call me again. I got to run because of time. Call me next week.
That sounds great. I appreciate it, man.
All
awesome.
All right, buddy. All right. Super chat.
Super chat. Lori says, morning, Jesse. In regards to the man in prison for shooting the carjacker teens, if the teens ran away, why do you have to chase them shooting just a car, Jesse? Anger made him kill over a car instead of calling police.
They had no better intention. trying to steal that man's car if it's true.
I will shoot to save my life, not my car. I'm not going to prison over there. There's little demons messing with my car.
That's why
Lori.
I can't believe they put him in prison. Amazing. Thank you.
Mr. Pink, wearing that shirt, Jesse, looks like he's musical note emojis. Working on the chain gang, going down, down, down. Working on the chain gang. Whoop. About to get down. I don't know those lyrics. I thought it was Sam Cooke at first, but it's not.
Yeah, I thought it was, too.
It's a different chain gang song.
Okay. Amazing.
Sorry, Mr. Pink, I don't know the melody.
Me either, Mr. Pink. Thank you.
But thank you.
Yeah.
Blake, hey, Jesse, just wanted to ask, why is Hake not raising up his arms? He is unsure.
Raising
his sure? arms? Sure? Unsure. Thank you, Blake.
Thank you.
Remember that commercial?
Yeah, I do.
Lin Yen Chin, racist only means he who has his own liberty and freedom to be honest instead of sensitive.
No, there's no such thing as racist.
A slave faking discernment. Freedom is no crime / racism.
No such thing as racism. It's a made-up word, period.
Thank
with
you.
No meaning. Thank you.
Thank you, Lin Yen Chin.
Yeah.
Blunt Wit, it's okay to be white.
It's okay to be white, and it's okay to be a man. Thank you.
Nice. Someone, you have helped me so much. Thank you, Jesse.
Stay with us, and thank you for helping us help others.
Mike Young, hey, Jesse, guess the woke left wanted to do some more appeasement to the blacks because you can say goodbye to the old Cracker Barrel logo because now it's been replaced by a brand new Cracker Barrel logo. What a mess.
What a mess. I can't believe they let those females do that to Cracker Barrel. What a mess.
Mike Young, hey, Jesse, this is Tony from California. Angel emoji, sneezing emoji, angry emoji.
Thank you.
Soul Conscious, three coffees. Jesse, BQ, no on both. Believing in anything is just thoughts, referring to Jesus or the Bible.
Oh, thank you. I put my two cents in on Sunday.
Thor mode, shout out to men's history hero Albrecht Dürer, the German artist of the woodcut praying hands. Right, Albrecht Dürer. Pardon me for butchering the name.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
We'll read the rest later, guys. Thank y'all.
I'll see y'all on Sunday if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Have a good weekend. Thank you for your support. Stay with us. Hake is coming up now. Then the FatherState.tv and then the American Acre Baby. Bye, y'all. Thank you. And to call up Mike out of California, Rick out of Hampton, somebody just heard. I'll be back on Monday if God is willing. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.